You might not realize it, but soccer is the most popular sport played by all ages in Bloomington Normal. There are adult parks and rec teams, youth teams, travel teams, high school and college teams, plus indoor soccer played by kids and adults at places like Game Time Gym. It's a big business, and this soccer mom thinks Bloomington Normal is leaving money on the table. Fusion Travel Club soccer president Barbara Sager points out soccer is a recession-proof sport.
People will go to tournaments and pay money to go to tournaments in lieu of a vacation for their family. In May, we'll expect another 3,000 to 5,000 people to come in. We can bring the revenue for the city if a complex is built.
Fusion Soccer Club plays on community fields, which has no lights, no water, and no amenities. Sager says because of that, Fusion hosts only one tournament a year.
We are only allowed to do one because of sharing the fields right now with PCSL. We just don't have the time or the daylight because there's no lights out there to afford to do any more. Would the need be out there? Absolutely, without question. We just don't have the facilities to do that.
Sager mentions PCSL. That's Prairie City Soccer League, which has more than 100 teams for kids in kindergarten through high school. Last fall, there were 225 kids on a waiting list. Fusion, PCSL, and Bloomington High School all use community fields located near the north-south runway at the Central Illinois Regional Airport. It's estimated as many as 3,000 families could be affected by the loss of those fields. PCSL President Frank Schuler says, while looking for a solution, why not think towards the future and consider a bigger complex to accommodate other sports that are growing in popularity?
Also include those folks out there from rugby to lacrosse that can bring an economic impact into this community other than soccer. So they're looking for places to play just as much as we're going to be looking for a place to play.
Enter the Bloomington Normal Convention and Visitors Bureau and its Sports Commission, which last June gathered a group of 14 stakeholders, which it lists as supporting a multi-sport complex, including Illinois Wesleyan and Illinois State Universities, the Illinois High School Association, the Central Illinois Cricket Association, Special Olympics, and rugby and lacrosse teams, among others. Matt Hawkins of the Sports Commission says a 209 feasibility study for the Town of Normal and the Sports Commission found a $16 million facility with 25 fields could generate a minimum of $10 million a year in business for area hotels, restaurants, and other shops.
It's going to generate a significant economic impact for years to come, and we think that the eventual return would justify what the city and town potentially could put into the project.
Hawkins says it would be a mix of financing, a public-private partnership that could include a 1% increase in the hotel-motel tax to generate an estimated $300,000 a year. He says that would keep the Twin Cities rate below other Central Illinois cities. Hawkins says he will know more about financing needed when Bloomington-based developer Dave Stark presents his plans for 200 acres north of the Crossroads Center, east of Wiley Drive and College Avenue. Stark has hired the Kim Group, a Peoria-based real estate company, to assess community needs and come up with a design to present to both Bloomington and Normal councils as early as next month. Stark's proposal is for the same land north of the Crossroads Center that was part of a failed project proposed by developer Jeff Tinnervin and businessman Dave Majors. That plan topped out at $34 million. It also included a community center for the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, and other groups located along South Main Street in Bloomington in the former Great Escape Building. 2 years ago, the Bloomington Council rejected the idea of using part of a 1% sales tax hike for that development. Katie Kim says the presentation from Tinnervin and Majors lacked critical information about the economic impact.
The presentation that I saw was missing some data that I think would have been very critical and important to express to the community as to what this would bring.
The 2009 feasibility study came up with economic impact by looking at similar multi-sport complexes in Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri, and a variety of demographic and income trends in the Twin Cities. As for the design of the complex, Kim says it could be phased in, with outdoor fields built first, followed later by a building for indoor sports such as basketball, football, and cricket. And she's not worried about what some have observed as less than suitable topography, specifically sloping ground.
We're looking at the topography when we're laying out the fields and also laying out buildings to make sure that we're making the most efficient use of the current land and layout, and so it's cost effective.
I'm not anxious to see city and town investment in this.
District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley. The district's Bloomington High School soccer team practices on community fields because grass on the football field at BHS can't stand up to the abuse. Riley would rather see money spent on laying AstroTurf on fields at Bloomington High School, Normal Community, Normal West, even Central Catholic.
We have a lot of maintenance that goes on in the natural turf field, and there's not a lot of hours that kids get to be on it. In this case, if you put turf on there, they could get a lot more out of it, and we can open that up to the community much more than we do today.
Riley has identified 57 green spaces throughout Bloomington Normal that could be used if enhanced for player practice. He says half of them already have some ability to play. He thinks putting money into schools is a much better approach to economic development.
People come into town when potential employers come in and see our schools. They, you know, it says something. It leaves an impression on them. And I want nothing more than to have them, when they drive out of here, say, wow, they really pay attention to their schools.
Riley also believes if any new tax revenue is spent, it needs to go to mental health services beyond what's already been earmarked, because he thinks that might not be enough.
We really need to take care of these services for members of our community.
There is one soccer organization that tends to agree with Riley. Millennium Youth Soccer was created in 2014 by parents of PCSL kids who weren't getting any playing time. Fernando Cornejo and his two brothers started Millennium. His father, one of the founders of PCSL, still coaches today. The club has 160 kids playing on 4 acres next to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church along Stride Drive, south of Oakland Avenue. Cornejo says volunteer labor and donations are what make it work. But the club is growing and has been looking for and fundraising for additional land.
It would allow us to grow and expand as a club. Probably the biggest concern is the tax increase, and which we're not in favor of. There are a lot of great companies within this community that we feel could help, but I don't think all the stakeholders have been at the table.
What is the political will for using tax money to support a multi-field, multi-sport complex? Municipal election forums seem centered on needs versus wants, and some citizens point to the pony leagues as an example of how to fill the need for more soccer fields. In 1988, it was a private effort by parents who paid to develop baseball fields because their kids wanted to play. PCSL President Frank Schuler says that's what parents did at community fields.
We built the fields, we put up the shed, we put in the parking lot. Granted, not the best parking lot, but it's still a parking lot. Those were private funds. Those were funds by the league to build that facility. The investment that we've put into that facility since then, you know, that's money that's going to be potentially lost.
Schuler is also willing to put private money toward and fundraise for a multi-sport complex, but he says not until there's an actual proposal.
What target is there for us to hit from a fundraising perspective? When you go out to tell a story and you ask for money or to try and gather those funds, what is the story that we're going to tell? What is the story that we are shooting for? And that's the story that we don't have yet.
Kathleen Lawrence, whose daughter played club soccer and is now a scholarship player at Troy University in Alabama, is also the town council's rep on the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Sports Commission. 2 years ago, Normal supported using 0.25% of a 1 cent sales tax increase for a soccer complex, but without Bloomington support, it died. However, Lawrence says soccer fields remain on the town's radar.
It is part of our master plan, and so we do continue to be interested. How it gets done, though, like I said, is still yet to be determined.
Lauren says there's an opportunity to collaborate and take advantage of Bloomington Normal's assets to host regional and national tournaments.
This is something that we have to continue to look at as an opportunity for our community to leverage the sports tourism dollars that could come into the community.
Bloomington Alderman Scott Black, who was against the Tinnervin Majors proposal, now sits as the city's rep on the Convention and Visitors Visitors Bureau Board, he thinks a collaborative effort might actually give Bloomington Normal, as he put it, the best bang for the buck. But he admits the political winds might not be blowing the right way toward a multi-sport complex.
Taxpayers are demanding less spending. They are demanding more collaboration. I think that we have an opportunity here for a public-private partnership. There's no proposal on the table just yet. You know, we haven't seen any of the final numbers. I'm advocating for take a look, get the feedback from the public, and make the best decision at that time.
Mayor Terry Renner says the city is in a better place financially than it was when the previous proposal using sales tax revenue was considered. He is open to working with the town of Normal to make something happen on the west side, but he recognizes the relationship between the two municipalities is still strained from previous sales tax discussions, which included, as he put it, a lot of miscommunication. Renner says he doesn't expect the council will take up the issue until after municipal elections in April. In the meantime, Alan Mitchell, who played PCSL and Fusion Soccer, is headed to college on a soccer scholarship. She says local leaders need to remember soccer is a low-cost sport that helps many kids from low-income families feel connected.
That is so important, I think, especially for like kids who don't have that good home life and don't have that security and safe place at home. Like, this gives them that.
The clock continues running down toward December 31st when the federal government's waiver of its runway protection rules expires. Airport authority leaders say another FAA waiver is not likely, and the only possibility of changing the agency's position is if organizers have a scheduled date for groundbreaking and financing in place for a complex somewhere else in the community. I'm Colleen Reynolds.